G'day guys, Greg here. Now here I am at Acacia Ridge in an industrial area, and whenever you go to industrial areas, there's always a takeaway there to serve the people that are working around here. Now today I found a place called Acacia Cafe, and well, it looks pretty nice. I'm going to whip in, grab one of their hamburgers with a lot, suss it out and see what it's like. So let's go get one. Here we go, the Acacia Cafe, hamburger with a lot, $11.50 this cost, and, well, it's got a bit of weight about it. I've got the scales, let's see how much it does weigh.
Whoa, 448 grams.
Oh, boy, that is a big burger. Now, it is a hamburger with a lot, so let's see what the lot is to that cafe.
Oh, yes! Oh, it smells good. Oh, yum, okay.
It's just like Christmas, isn't it? Except, probably better.
Oh, I see melted cheese already. Whoa, look at that.
All right, well, that's the size of it. It's like a, looks Whopper size-ish, maybe a little bit smaller. But it's got a nice squished bread roll there. And what do we got inside? Oh, well, it's got some onion here. With, it looks like a buttered and toasted bun. Here's your hamburger patty. Oh, look, it's got a piece of pineapple with some cheese there. Yummo. We've got some bacon, yes, and an egg. Oh yes, it's got the beetroot as well. Beetroot, tomato, and lettuce, and there's some barbecue sauce on there because she asked me what sauce I wanted, and I said barbecue. But boy, that looks like an absolute classic burger with the lot. Yes.
Bits falling out of it everywhere, and I haven't even had my first bite. Boy, does this look good. Get back in there, beetroot. Oh, I give up. Okay, let's go. Oh, boy. Oh, mate, that's good. Although I still haven't got any pineapple, and I didn't get any beetroot in that bite. Or any tomato, so I'll just add those back on. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Sometimes I think I take two bigger bites. But that's just the way I enjoy things. With a mouthful of food. Mate, this is going down absolute treat, guys. Oh, man. That is good. I'm really loving all the ingredients on this, and I can taste them all too. And because there was like 3 bits of beetroot and 3 bits of tomato and everything, I'm getting a little bit in each bite. Except for that first bite, of course. I missed out on a bit of pineapple on that one, but mate, this burger's just sliding everywhere. And well, there's bits and pieces falling out, and well, my hands are all messy, and but my taste buds are very happy, and they are enjoying every second of this burger. Mmm. In saying that, it does seem to be missing that umami flavour, that, you know, that real deep richness of where your mouth is just full of this, like, beautiful flavours. And even though this has got lots of beautiful flavours, it's missing that, like, depth of flavour. I don't know if salt could have fixed that, but still, the flavour of this burger is really awesome. I think the thing I liked most about it is how well this piece of meat was cooked. I mean, it was nicely crispy and, well, pretty much overdone, which is exactly what I want when I'm getting a hamburger from a takeaway. I don't know what they could have done to make this burger any better, but I still love the bacon on it. It was a nice big piece as well, and, well, all the flavours in this were just really great. So for my score out of 10, I think this deserves a 9.5 out of 10. I did really enjoy this burger, and the flavours are good, and the price was pretty good too. And at 500 grams nearly, it's a filling feed, and I'm sure if you went in there and grab one, you're going to love it. And if you do go in there to buy a burger at some stage, mate, tell them Greg sent you. Mate, I'm not going to have a clue. Anyway, I'm going to sit here, finish this off, and, well, I might go door knocking on a couple of these businesses, see if any of them have got a job for a, whatever it is, I can do. Anyway, thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time I eat a burger from a takeaway shop. See you then.
Oh yeah, this is Greg's Kitchen, where the